It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Knee and then Alex Wright with a tricep. So I don't know if you realize that, Jason. That's a lot of starters that are not practicing today. We're noticing a trend through the beginning of the season.
Very much so. And when you look at this and you see guys already banged up, I mean, look, football is a very tough sport. I think we can agree there. But to have this many starters banged up this early, that's cause for concern.
So as we get you ready, as we're not quite turning the page in the Raiders loss yet, but we start to look ahead to the Commanders game on Sunday in Washington. We're going to welcome on a man who knows something about Commanders football here, host of 106.7 The Fan's midday show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., B. Mitch and Finley, also NBC Sports in D.C. J.P. Finley joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. J.P., welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. You guys got quite the injury list.
We do. We've got it's basically, we should probably just start putting out a not injured list at this point. It might be a little quicker to get through. Right. Tell us about the rise of Jaden Daniels, because he's not just taking Commanders fans by storm. A lot of people in the NFL giving him a lot of love early on.
Yeah, I mean, it feels very strange for a lot of us that have been suffering through real quarterback purgatory for some time. And I mean, heck, talking with people from Cleveland, you guys understand that too. I really liked Daniels coming out of college. I thought he could hit the ground running and be a really good player. I think a lot was made about his abilities as a runner, but I think where he's best is working from the pocket. Like, to me, he's a true pocket passer that happens to also be able to run. And so I was high on him, and still they're outperforming all expectations. You know, he's had the highest completion percentage in back-to-back weeks since Tom Brady in the 2007 pass offense with Randy Moss and Gronk. I mean, the numbers they're hitting, the efficiency marks they're hitting right now, how they're running the football, not Jaden, but their backs, whether it was Eckler before he was hurt, Brian Robinson's been a stud, this young man Jeremy McNichols, last week rushed for 2 touchdowns. The offense is firing on all cylinders. The offensive line is really good. They're getting just a lot of production. They spread the ball around. But certainly, any conversation with this Washington team right now, all roads lead back to Jaden Daniels, and he's playing at an elite level, not just for a rookie, but for any quarterback in the league.
JP, you just talked about it right now, an elite level for a quarterback that's a rookie. But when you step on the field and you look at this young man, the confidence just is blasting right now for this gentleman.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's good reason for it. You know, through 4 games, he's only had the 1 interception. He doesn't really put much in harm's way. None of this is fluky. If you watch, they are ahead and down in distance. They very rarely end up in a 3rd and 5 or more. The few times they do, he's made really phenomenal throws. They had a 3rd and 13 last week in Arizona when the game was still very much in the balance, and he connected with Noah Brown for 14 yards. He's just – what these players keep telling you is how impressed they are by his poise. And week after week – I mean, you think about it, they go to Cincy – Jaden's able to beat Burrow. You know, I'm sure that game mattered a little bit more to Jaden than he let on, and somebody that had to kind of operate in Burrow's shadow at LSU. And they win that game almost strictly because of the offensive performance and the throw Jaden made late to Terry McLaurin, where he got clocked and then put it right on the money. And it would have been a natural, easy letdown game against Arizona, only that didn't happen. They kept their foot on the Cardinals' throats and really, I mean, just dominated that game. He finally throws his first pick, and there was no real reaction to that. The kid is just cool. He is poised and comfortable. And, you know, when we talk to him week after week after week, he is the same person. Like, he's not too high, too low. It is it's really been interesting to watch so far.
J.P. Finley on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Stylistically, is he, you know, we're seeing guys like Justin Fields who love to have the ball in his hand, maybe hold on to it a little long sometimes, or is he closer to that kind of quarterback in the pocket, or is he more of that get the ball out as quickly as possible?
No, not, I mean, I wouldn't compare him to Fields at all. He makes quick reads, ball comes out. He throws with really good anticipation. I think a huge part of why they stay in positive down and distance, why they don't end up in these third and 11s very often, is just how quick he processes. He also, I think, does a great job at identifying stuff pre-snap. And I'm telling you, man, he's a pocket passer first, and that's where everything stems from. His accuracy, he's got a quick release. That is what enables him and this offense to really perform at the high level. And even the first 2 weeks, you know, they were getting scoring chances. In Tampa, where they kind of got worked, it was his first game in the NFL, the kicker missed two field goals in that game. They since signed a new kicker. But, you know, they would have scored on 5 of 8 possessions in that game. They didn't punt for a couple weeks. It's been crazy. If you look at EPA, like the expected points above average, all those stats, they're performing at a crazy efficient level.
JP, the team's 3-1 right now. Everybody in, you know, Washington is excited about this team finally. The confidence, though, for Jaden Daniels, and then also the pressure. He's, you know, putting pressure on himself probably week in and week out, but the pressure outside, you know, the line. What would you say about that for the pressure for him? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to keep growing. Obviously, and it was reported that maybe the Ravens game in 2 weeks, the week 6 game against the Ravens, was going to be flexed into Sunday Night Football, and then it was reported that that's not happening because CBS said, no way are you taking this game from us. And I don't know if you saw this, but his jersey was the number one seller on Fanatics this past week. He doesn't seem to be impacted at all by any of that. I do think to LSU and you know, obviously in Ohio State, Michigan, like some of these college programs, they operate at a level that's like a pro organization. And for Jaden, I remember we asked him about pressure when he was drafted, and he's like, pressure, I had to follow Joe Burrow at LSU. And I think a lot of us get caught up in this concept of the NFL and what pro football is, that we forget that these guys have already been through a lot. Now, the pressure will continue to build, the limelight, the excitement, the celebrity status, whatever you say. He doesn't seem impacted by it. Who knows? A year from now, maybe we'll all be saying something different. But he's going to come talk to this media room in about a half hour or so, and I expect him to be the same kind of cool, laid-back, smiling, laughing, easygoing young man that we've seen so far.
JP, the Browns have to get a win, have to stop beating themselves, quite frankly. But if they're putting together the game plan, how do you beat this Commanders team? They got one loss this season, but haven't lost since week one.
Yeah, run the ball. I think if Cleveland can run the ball well, I don't know if Chubb's going to be back, but if you can, the Washington defense has been beaten on the ground week after week after week. James Conner of the Cardinals was able to get up over 100 last week. I think that's the key, is you run the ball, don't turn it over, keep Jaden off the field, because the Commanders not only have been really efficient, but they eat up time of possession with the way they run the football, and Jaden manages the clock really well. So I would say it's running the ball first and foremost, and then not surrendering just these long drives Washington goes on. Pressure would help. Keep in mind, too, Washington's won three in a row, but that Giants game, week two, Giants kicker got hurt on the first snap, on the first opening kickoff. I think that game looks a lot different if New York didn't have to go for it on every fourth down. The Bengals game could have gone either way. Washington looks to be improving, though, week after week, and you wonder, I know how good that Browns defense was last year, but they better be ready to play Sunday because this offense can move the ball.
So with that, I got a couple buddies from D.C. who are big Commanders fans. The Jaden Daniels is already the truth, the apparent. Like they've locked that down. They've started penciling Super Bowl appearances here. For you, for this season, how much more do you need to see from the team and from Jaden before you really look at them and say, legit playoff contenders and maybe somebody who can even surprise there in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, the math kind of tells you they're playoff contenders right now. You're 3-1 through four games. If you can go 6-7 down the stretch here, play under 500, still get to nine wins in the expanded, you know, three-team wild card, you're probably in. So I don't think that is necessarily the goal. And who knows what's after that? But I think if the next two games, the AFC North is known for how tough of a division it is. They've already beaten the Bengals. That's Cincy. Then you get the Browns and then the Ravens after that. You go 3-0 against those three teams and tough-nosed defenses. I think that starts to say a lot. Even if you split these next two, you know, maybe you go to Baltimore and drop one. They've got a big opportunity in October because they were on the road for three of their four first games. Now they have three out of four at home, and the one road game is Baltimore, which, if you know this area, is basically a road game from a travel perspective anyway. If they cut some wood here and all of a sudden you're talking about 6-2 or something, it gets pretty interesting. And they got the Panthers and the Bears on after the Ravens, so they're probably going to be favored anyway.
So, JP, when you look at this team right now, the Browns 1-3, like we said earlier, Commanders 3-1. Do you think, though, in talking with the players in the locker room, that they might be overlooking this game, you know, to focus on Baltimore? Or you think they're dialed in, locked in, saying, we've got to go 4-1?
I thought they had a real chance to overlook Arizona, and they did nothing of the sort. They haven't been home in a while. I think there's some level of excitement just to have a home game and to ideally hear what is now called Northwest Stadium rocking. And Jaden, you know, it's a small sample, but he doesn't seem to get too high, too low off of anything. He seems to be the same kind of guy that's all about preparation, the next rep, the next snap, the next game, the next practice, whatever it is. And I think he's arrived at it through like an organic way, but I think this team is going to start taking their cues from Jaden. And then they've got some heady veterans on the squad, Bobby Wagner defensively, Austin Eckler offensively, Zach Ertz. I mean, these guys have been – Wagner's won a Super Bowl, Ertz has won a Super Bowl, Eckler's played at a really high level for some time. I don't think – you never know. The NFL's a crazy league, and I know that a lot of times the team that looks bad the week before and the team that looks good the week before almost swap places the following week, and that formula would fit to the Browns and the Commanders, but – they don't strike me as a group that's going to look ahead to Baltimore or something, but you never know.
JP, great stuff, man. Excited for D.C. fans to have a quarterback we're talking about again, and you certainly did a great job. We appreciate you, buddy.
No sweat, fellas. Take care.
Thanks so much. JP. JP Finley there of 106.7 The Fan in D.C. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Man, I was really feeling a little bit better about this game, and then one answer by JP took the win just a little bit out of my sails. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.